Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with West Fork Crooked Creek Watershed Coordinator Dan Mahoney about installing a new bioreactor and the visit by Governor Branstad. So what can you tell me about the construction of the bioreactor?
We have a producer in the West Fork Crooked Creek who's very conservation-minded, and he's going to be installing a bioreactor coming up here on Thursday, the 4th, and we are having governor and local residents interested in seeing what the bioreactor is all about. This will be the watershed's second bioreactor in 3 years, so we're pretty much excited for that. But ultimately, it's just a 25 by 100 pit that will be filled with wood chips to bypass the original tile lines to basically denitrify the water before it hits the creek. So this is an existing field tile drainage. So yeah, we're excited.
Okay, what exactly does a bioreactor do?
So the bioreactor diverts tile water into this wood chip pit, and so there's bacteria that lives on the wood chips. And once the nitrates in the water, so that's a nitrogen compound that we use to fertilize corn with, when that hits the bacteria on the wood chips, basically creates a chemical reaction, or the bacteria starts eating the nitrates to release it as a nitrogen gas, so sort of a byproduct, and it ultimately cleans the water to reduce the nitrates that are ending up in the river.
So this will be your second one, so you've seen some success with the first one?
Yep, the first one in the first year would have been in the fall. We were seeing 99% a reduction. Second year was middle 80s, and then now 2016, we're seeing low to mid 70s. So we're still doing fairly well, but I think the wood chips are starting to break down. But we're hoping to get another 7 to 10 years out of it, I hope, before we'll have to replace the chips.
So on Thursday, what are you going to be showing the governor and lieutenant governor?
I believe this is his first bioreactor installation, and so he's never actually witnessed the construction of one. So we're going to just show him what the state is pushing for water quality and just basically showing him what it takes to install one of these new practices. So we'll just talk about the project and hopefully funding sources for future years and stuff like that.
Okay. Has he given any insight as to his feelings towards bioreactors?
I have no idea what his opinion is on them or even, you know, how he thinks about them, but hopefully it'll be a educational experience for him, and hopefully it'll kind of make him want to address more of these water quality issues and hopefully find some funding, but that will continue installation of these practices statewide.
Where's the West Fork Crooked Creek demonstration project located?
It's in Washington and Keokuk County, basically between Washington and Keota as a diagonal northwest to southeast line between the two. It's an 80,000 acre watershed. It starts in Keokuk County and then flows southeast towards Washington and then into mainstream Crooked Creek southeast of Washington.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dan Mahoney. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.